This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Oh God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to all the peoples of the earth. Lead us who know you now by faith to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I began my sermon for our New Year's celebration last night, had based it all about talking about New Year's resolutions. And I asked everybody gathered how many had made New Year's resolutions, and not one person could raise their hand. So I changed the title of the sermon to Why We Should Make New Year's Resolutions. It's not a big deal if you do or you don't, but the point is it has to do with us having an opportunity to relook at the priorities in our life. Now is as good a time as any, I guess, to do that. But we are celebrating today, the second Sunday after Christmas, and one of the optional Gospels is the Epiphany Gospel, and we know it's not till January the 6th, but we decided it would be fun and festive for us to celebrate it today, so we do that. Epiphany, the word meaning manifestation, revelation, that Jesus is recognized by not only the Jews, but the Gentiles as well, as the Son of God, as the kings come from afar to be with him. Many of you know that we went to Cincinnati for my brother Mark's youngest daughter's wedding. And as we usually do, we take the little GPS with us so that we know where we're going. And of course, ultimately, you make that wrong turn and you hear that dirty word repeated over and over again, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. And I thought, you know, maybe that's what this day is about. Recalculating. Figuring out our direction. Maybe redirection. The most important line, I think, in that gospel of the Epiphany is the end. They went home by another road. They came and they experienced Jesus. And they came thinking that they were bringing gifts, but really, the story is about the gift that they received. And being warned in a dream, they are changed. They go back by a different road. Is that not what Christmas is meant to be for us? Most of the world has put Christmas away on the shelf. You go to the stores, the Valentine's cards are already out. But here we are still in the midst of this wonderful 12-day celebration. And perhaps today's a good day for us to look at that. The recalculating. But I want to make a little point today. Some of you requested this because we did it a couple years ago. And to put the story of Christmas into perspective for us. We all have these notions of this beautiful creche scene and this serenity and all of this beauty going on. But to start with, there would have been a little bit of noise. If it's at night, there probably would have been the crickets that were chirping throughout. And we all know that Mary and Joseph took the donkey, so there would have been a donkey there. And since it was a manger scene, they probably had animals like goats. There he is. Maybe a few ducks. have to have a rooster or two. And of course, the shepherds, we know that they probably didn't bring their sheep, but there probably would have been sheep around there on the farm. And they weren't all kosher people at that time, so there probably were pigs around on that farm as well. Maybe a horse or two. Maybe. There we go. And wherever you have horses, you usually have horse flies. We hear that the cattle were lowing, so there must have been cows there. And knowing that they had sheep, they must have had sheep dogs to corral the sheep. And the fact that there were the magi, traditionally they came on camels. Camels make a very unpleasant sound. It sounds something like this. And of course, there must have been chickens there with the roosters as well. And then, last but not least, there was no room at the inn. That means the inn was full. If this was at night, there must have been one heck of a party going on that probably sounded something like this. Now, take all those sounds, and I'll bet that baby was crying as a result of all that. But picture this wonderful, serene scene that all of those noises would have been going on at once. Now, to experience this, sing with me. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Not so silent the night, was it? I do this to make a point. The gift that we are given in Jesus is a gift we find in the midst of chaos. The gift of Jesus is as we go through the busyness and chaotic lives that we lead, we find him there if we are attuned to look. Search diligently for the child. We hear in the psalm today that God is both sun and shield. When you have that cold weather and you get into the sunshine and it hits you and you feel that warmth, there is God. You're in the middle of those hot September days in South Florida and you can't wait to get away from the heat, and suddenly a cloud comes over the sun, and there is your shield, and there is God. We heard in the second reading today, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Are we perceiving that? We get these hints, we get these presences in the midst of our chaos that enable us to recalculate, to refocus, and hopefully we will go out and go by a different route, a different way, transformed and changed having seen Jesus in our lives. That's what this is truly about. Had an incredible experience of that manifestation this past few days when we went to Cincinnati for this wedding. And most of you know, we've been praying for my brother Mark, who was stricken with this paralysis that is now permanent from the waist down for almost 3 years now. We've been dealing with that. This was his youngest daughter Claire's wedding. How on earth would they handle the traditional father-daughter dance? The DJ announces the father-daughter dance. Mark has one of those wheelchairs that are electric. Out he goes to the dance floor. Claire, his daughter, with her long dress and train, hikes it up and sits down cradled in her father's lap. They start twirling around the dance floor to the tune of butterfly kisses. Not a dry eye in the reception hall. That was a real glimpse into Jesus for me. We get them every day. They're not always so dramatic. But there are those ways in which we are given an opportunity to experience those spiritual blessings. If only we seek diligently for them, and in the midst of the chaos, we find peace, we find Jesus. Amen.